tightrope that the finance minister is going to have to walk on Thursday when he delivers that midterm budget. Of course, that being the most anticipated piece of economic news this week in South Africa. All eyes are on the finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, who will have to convince investors and ratings agencies that South Africa's finances are stable amidst some of the worst economic indicators in decades. This as he prepares to deliver his first medium-term budget on Thursday. And joining me now to share her expectations is RMB economist Siobhana Redford. Thank you so much for your time, Siobhana. Now, a tough balancing act there for the minister with multiple moving parts. We have the strong economic, well, political push rather for welfare spending and also the government's fiscal consolidation drive. What kind of budget would you like to see? And I guess I should also ask, what kind of budget are you expecting to see? Because those could be different.
Well, you know, that's exactly what, you know, I think you've put it so well that there's such this kind of tight balancing act that has to be followed by the finance minister between dealing with kind of your social demands and also then looking at how we keep our investors happy enough to not keep raising the interest rates we pay on the money we do borrow from them, because that's been one of the fastest rising components of our expenditure is the interest cost of our debt. And so interestingly, it's actually going to, it's expected to be a relatively positive MTBPF. We're expecting that the National Treasury will announce revenue overrun. We think it will be about 100 billion rand for the current fiscal year. We know that the fiscal ceiling has gone up. There is risk, though, that perhaps we might see some additional expenditure penciled in. But, you know, perhaps for state-owned enterprises. But, you know, this is quite uncertain. We know that there is an additional requirement for SASRIA, but from what I've read, it has suggested that payment will, you know, that kind of need is only going to come through in the next fiscal year. So we, you know, can kind of say that's probably going to become an increased expenditure burden for fiscal year 2022-23. So a better looking current fiscal year, and even a better looking trajectory is expected. I would say for me what would be very scary is if we didn't see a change and an improvement in our deficit, in the deficit trajectory, as it would suggest that Treasury is planning on increasing expenditure to the same extent that revenue is going to be revised higher.
Let's actually go to that spending side of things. You mentioned also the social demand that the budget will have to fulfill. COSATU is calling for increased spending from government in the form of a massive stimulus. That's as it says that it's part of its call for the budget to be about saving and creating jobs. I mean, would this be the appropriate route to take? And also just keeping in mind that sweetener that we have of that tax overrun that we are expecting, you mentioned about 100 billion rand.
So, I mean, It really is tricky because, I mean, the tax overrun is really seen as a windfall. We do expect a, you know, higher nominal growth trajectory, and this is going to keep, you know, also slightly higher revenue in, even in the out years. That said, you know, just a massive spending program does not mean that you're going to improve the economy on a sustainable basis. And so it's got to be very careful in how it goes about planning expenditure. I think, you know, from what the finance minister has previously, Enoch Godongwana has made it very clear that he is aware that, it, you know, to say fund extra social expenditure, ideally we need to have higher revenue. So we don't want to be borrowing more to pay for what would be seen as current expenditure by investors. And at the same time, we really want to see the removal of the structural constraints to the economy to like sustainably improve revenue collection, increase employment, and actually put us on a path where we don't rely as much on capital markets as we have been more increasingly over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and obviously Godongwana will also have to impress the credit ratings agency. We'll be keeping a close eye on that budget. We do have some positives. You mentioned the revenue, and also there's the GDP rebasing, which has improved our fiscal metrics. I mean, which side of the scale, in your view, is the bias to South Africa's sovereign rating outlook in the near to medium term?
So in the near to medium term, because of that rebasing and rerating, we are looking in a much better position than we were. But that said, we aren't looking great. I mean, even compared, and this is the thing, it's really about the trajectory. You know, just a couple of years ago, South Africa was a country, an emerging market with a relatively low debt to GDP, kind of burden. And that has risen dramatically, over the last kind of 10 years. And that's where the concern is. So it's about that, kind of how steep that increase is. And really what ratings agencies and investors want to see is a plan to bring it back to, you know, a more sustainable level. A plan and, you know, ultimately what is even better, you know, even better for South Africans is to bring it back to a more sustainable level so that, you know, the fastest, line item of expenditure isn't interest payments, but rather something that goes towards South Africans, even if it's, say, social expenditure or capital expenditure.
And Siobhan, just lastly, I mean, is there any nervousness on your side about any unbudgeted bailouts for state-owned enterprises?
Always. I think is the only answer I can give to you there. Absolutely, there's definitely a chance. And, you know, the problem here again is that, you know, we keep having surprises, as you've mentioned. You know, we're seeing, you know, all these issues with Eskom. We know that there are some, quite a lot of uncertainties around, what the pricing of electricity is going to be and what it's going to be based on next year, for example. And so what does that mean for what they're going to need to remain operational from government? We have Sasria already, but, you know, this is only an update. There's so many chances. NISFA sounds like it might need some extra income. So the chances of it, I think, are higher than anybody would like. That should be almost a constant concern, but it again is something that needs to reverse its course.
All right, two more sleeps and then we get to that budget. Thank you very much for your time, Siobhan. That was Siobhan Redford from RMB.